Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the morning show here at 88.5 KRFY. I'm Susie Prez, your host today. I am solo. My co-host, my usual co-host, Chris Bessler, is not here today. And we have several different guests coming in. I'll just tell you right away, we have Rich Creedall from the Sandpoint Community Resource Center, and he's here now. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Susie.
It's so good to have you. You came through the rain just fine.
Yes, no problem at all.
And a second group of guests are coming in probably at the bottom of the hour. It's the Small Business Saturday group of business people. I'm not sure exactly who will be showing up, but I think Sherry Meeking from across the way at the Cedar Street Bridge will be one of those people, because we have that special event coming up this Saturday on the 25th of November. And before we get to hearing about the Sandpoint Community Resource Center with Rich Creedall, let's hear a little bit about the weather. Currently, I'm just going to pull it up here, we have 46 degrees, and it's going to get pretty warm today, a high of 47, so not much warmer than it is right now. Rain likely 60% with patchy fog. And then tonight, our low is 43 with an 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a high of 50 with 100% chance of rain, diminishing to 40% chance in the evening on Thursday night. So for Thanksgiving Day, that's tomorrow, be 50 degrees and then 35 low in the evening. When it says 80% or 100% rain down here, I'm sure all the skiers are hoping it's snowing on the mountain. What do you think, Rich? Do you
I think it's going to be up there.
Snowing.
You bet.
Okay.
Schweitzer's going to get some snow.
And it will be open and everyone will be happy.
It's open now.
It's open now. Okay. So we don't have much more to say besides that as far as the weather goes, but we do want to hear all about the Sandpoint Community Resource Center with Rich Creedall. And Rich, this resource center is a volunteer 501c3 nonprofit and has, as you say on your website, the unique mission of linking people with needed social services in Bonner and Boundary County. How long has it been here? Why don't you just go forth and tell us, you know, a little bit about background, how it came about, how long have you been involved?
Well, Susie, it came about in 2009, and it was an idea of a partner of mine, Dave Peets, and myself. And so since 2009, we've been working consistently to upgrade the agency. Actually, our first year of working with the public at that point was 2013. As anybody who knows who does a 501c3, it takes you forever to get through internal revenue, to get your bylaws, to get your 501c3. So it took us a few years to get that accomplished and get that done. At the end of 2012, we opened up in 2013, and we've been working ever since at that particular time to help people in the Sandpoint and, well, actually in Bonner and Boundary counties. We cover both counties at this point.
And as you said, it took some time from the conception. And that initial conception, that thought of you and Dave Peets was to just have a central location with information?
No. We had a family. We were connected with a church at that time. We had a family we tried to get some help for. And we got caught up in the nonprofit calling tree, whatever you want to call it. We tried to get help for those folks. We worked and worked and worked. I don't know if we ever really did get the folks help or not, but we figured there was a better way to run a railroad. And so we went ahead and did SCRC.
And that was in 2009, and you really opened your doors, so to speak, in 2013. So it really took a while. And
oh,
yes,
yeah.
It does. I understand that.
Yes, it was a while. And the other thing that we had to do was that when Dave and I started out, we started out with a yellow pad and a cell phone. And it was one of those deals, Dave would say, you take it this month, Rich, and then I'll take it next month. And it was kind of a pass back and forth between Dave and myself for the first number of years.
That's how that works. You
yeah.
see a need and you don't not step
Do
up.
It. Yeah.
Except you saw that there was a bigger need and you could move the whole community and look at a bigger picture?
As we got into it, we found that there were a number of agencies that weren't talking to each other, that were doing the very same product or doing the very same service. We figured that when they went out to get granting, that they were granting for the same money that the other ones were. And so this is how we help our providers. And that's what we have in the way of SPIN, which is the Service Providers Information Network. And that's one of our programs that we do now is with SPIN, we help our 300 agencies. We have 300 provider agencies now on our database. And we're basically a database agency. We do not provide a specific service where you can go get a massage or something like that. We are database, and we help people go to the right spot, and then they get the service at that agency.
So you could say you're efficiency experts in connecting people to services.
Yes, we could do that. I'm not sure about the expert, Susie, but yes, we help people get to the right place.
And in the beginning, as you say, it was a cell phone and a yellow pad of paper getting information. Now these, did you say 130 agencies in our area?
No, we have over 300, 300 provider agencies.
Provider agencies. They pretty much count on you to get them connected to those that need their services.
Yes and no. Their agency, if you go to the agency that you want to get your help from, let's say you go to the cancer agency and you have cancer, they're going to help you directly. And they're probably not going to come through us, okay? Where we would help would be if we have somebody, let's say for an example, they need firewood for the winter, then they would come to us and we would have an agency that we could send them to get firewood. Or if they needed transportation, if they needed a meal, we have meals throughout the city of Sandpoint that people can go and get a meal, a hot meal, throughout the week. So it's those type of things that we will help them with. A direct agency for Alzheimer's, you go to the actual Alzheimer agency. Sometimes they will come through some of us, but sometimes they don't need to come through us.
So what kind of search engine really holds all this information for Sandpoint Community Resource Center?
We have a database, the database is on the web, and they can go to the web, and in there we have a area where it's known as self-help. So Susie, if you pulled up our website and you went into self-help, then you could go into our listing, and that listing will tell you whatever you want. Let's say you want some housing, and you go into housing, and then you click on housing, that housing comes up, and then you get another area that will come up, and that will give you all of the agencies in the city of Sandpoint and Bonner Boundary County that has housing. Okay. Now, depending on what you want in housing, do you want to rent the house? What do you have to do in getting into the house or stuff like that? Then that gives you the agency. And let's say you get to XYZ agency, then that gives you your telephone number, gives you your address, gives you people to contact, gives you all the information about that agency. So you can pick up the telephone and call Susie at XYZ agency, and Susie can say, no, I don't have any rentals, or yes, I have a rental, or you want to buy a house, what I have available to buy. So then that gets you in direct contact with the person at that agency that can give you the proper help.
So that's the self-help database on the web. And the website is sandpointcommunityresourcecenter.org.
Sandpointcommunityresource.com.
.com. Okay.
Yeah. There's no center on the end of that.
Okay.
So it's easy to get to. It comes up really very easy. There's all sorts of other areas on that website that you can go to depending on what you're looking for.
Okay, so let's think about, so what is your position at this Sandpoint Community Resource Center, Rich Credo?
Well, basically, I guess I'm one of the founders. Uh-huh. They put president behind my name, but that really just allows me to empty the waste paper baskets.
And you have a board of directors as a nonprofit.
Yes. Yes. We have a nice board of directors. We are looking for new directors that would like to come on board.
And what kind of background are you looking for in a new board of directors person?
Well,
trustee.
Couple of areas that would really help us would be if somebody has the capability of doing grants, is a good grant writer. We have a grant writer now, but at this particular point, we'd like to have two or three grant writers on staff. Reason is that everybody brings something to the table. And when you have to be writing for grants, we need the input of a number of people to get our grants done. Okay, so a grant writer would be great. To have at this particular point. We just brought a young lady on that's going to be doing our governmental affairs. Federal government's trying to tax nonprofits now. And so we're having to look at that. So I have a young lady who is handling our governmental affairs and trying to keep us working there. Management, just plain good old standard old-fashioned management to come on board and to help with managing different things and having to when we do our projects or when we do additional things for the community or we put in place a new program as we did with VIP. Susie, we have a number of areas that we could use qualified board directors. So if they wanted to help us, then, you know, that would be great. All I have to do is give it a telephone call. And, of course, it's 208-920-1840. And they're going to get the office. And then they're going to say, okay, I want to speak with Rich. Or they want to speak with Becca. Becca Orchard is our lady who helps us get volunteers and also does our training. And then we'll sit down with them and chat with them and see where they want to go.
Well, that's good to know that you're looking for new board members and really folks to get involved. And that kind of segues us into the fact that this is a volunteer-run organization for the most part.
Yes.
You have a few part-time staff.
We have one part-time staff, and she is the office manager, actually the director of the office. And she takes care of the office, takes care of it, and gives us continuity throughout the agency. We have to have one person, as you well know, that has the continuity of keeping everybody in line. And at this particular point, it's Bonnie. And she's absolutely fabulous. She's done a great job for us. And we get her funded through a grant. And here again is where we need another couple of two people that would write grants that would help us get granting for funding for other things, plus Bonnie's salary.
And you have a site. You also have a walk-in site that you rent over
We're over at the Columbia Plaza. And the Columbia Plaza is the old Panhandle State Bank where the drive-in is. And actually, when they come in the very front door, and Suite 101 is just right straight ahead of them. So they can walk in there. We have that manned 5 days a week from 10 until 10 until 2. Had to stop and think of the hours. 10 until 2, we have that staffed at all times. They can walk in and talk with a live person. If you call during that time, you get a live person. You don't get a telephone tree, and that helps you also.
You know, I think that's true. Some people are okay with calling or going on the website, but some people like that physical experience of walking in a place and having a human being talk to them and talk them through. Kind of, maybe they don't even know what they need. They just know that there's something that is that they could use help with.
We usually have people who come in who have a crisis of some sort. You would be surprised at the crisis. In fact, that's one of the questions I'm always asked. What kind of a crisis do you have? What kind of a person do you have? And We pretty much run the gamut, Susie, when we get to the crisis thing. was interesting here. One of our resource specialists talked with a young man here that had some difficulties, and he came in and two or three weeks ago, his roommate had abandoned him. He was left him with a lease that this young man could not afford on his own. His best friend had passed away 2 weeks prior, and his brother had recently passed. He was overwhelmed with the situation, came in, and what we had to do is to, my resource specialist, or our resource specialist, was right on top of that, sat and actually worked with them, worked with this person for about an hour and a half to 2 hours to get him some agencies, to get him to go, to get him some help because of the passing of the two, and put him on the right track to get him to go. Now, that young man has to have some responsibility on his own to go out and to get to those agencies that we give him. We cannot solve all of his problems. He still has to go ahead and make the effort to solve his problems. But at least, Susie, what we did, we set him in the right direction. He wasn't out there floundering, wondering, no, where do I go? Where can I get some help? What do I have to do? And so those are kind of people that we get that come in.
Another question in the same realm of thought, how would someone who had never heard of Sandpoint Community Resource Center find you, either physically going to your office there when you're open, or find the phone number to call or the website? How what kind of outreach do you do to get your information out there as far as your information?
Okay, we have a series, or we have several programs. The first program is that we have a what we call a postcard. And let's say we have a student, and that student has, we have these in all of the schools where the advisor has the cards in his office, or we have them on the bulletin board, and it gives us, it gives them our name, it gives them the telephone number and where they can go, okay? That's in all the schools. We're also on all of the school websites. So if the students go to the high school or the middle school website, they know they can get to us immediately by going there, and we have a link that goes from the schools or from the school website to our website, and then they can get the information there, okay? In addition to that, we have our postcard with all the police department and all of the sheriff's department. We have it in the ambulances and also in the EMTs, so that if there's something in an accident or something that they need help, they can hand them this card and they can do that, okay? We have a number of our cards and our posters out in the churches, so that people know where the church is. There's a lot of churches who have meals, evening meals, and we have information with the churches at this particular point that they can pick up, okay? We also have information at the churches where all of the meals are, so that a person that goes to, let's say they go to the Catholic Church or the Methodist Church or whatever church they go to, and they want to know, and they're there on Thursday, and they want to know where they go on Friday, they have a card, and it tells them the church, and it tells them the meal time, so they can get meals, okay? So we have that's available. We also, most cases, will have our posters and our postcards and things like that at different stores around that actually want to help us, and they can get it that way. A lot of our people come to us, Susie, by word of mouth also. We get a lot of people who say, check the resource center, and they will then start to look for us, and then they'll find us.
Do you do any outreach with, well, you come on the radio station every once in a while, and that's another way to get your information out.
Yes.
But also, I know you had this fall, Soup-tember.
Oh, yeah, Soup-tember.
And, you know, at the farmer's market, you could have a little booth or something just
we've done that.
For handouts.
We've already done that. Mm-hmm. We've already been with the farmer's market. We've had a booth with them in the last couple of, well, I think we had two or three booths with them over the summertime or in the fall at this particular point. Souptember was a fun type thing. That's one of our money makers to do it. And we get involved with the restaurants around town. We had 15 restaurants around town, and everybody came, and you paid to get in, and then you could sample 15 soups. You got a cup, and you had you could buy a wine or you could buy a beer, and then you also could also go ahead and put a bid in for a basket or something like that. We had a live auction that night. I did the auction that evening. And talk about a hoot. That was a fun type thing, and everybody came, and everybody knew who we were.
A lot of people showed up. And the big question is, which restaurant won the best soup? It was probably a hard decision, but there had to be one.
Susie, I'd have to stop and think for a minute who it was.
Okay, that's okay.
Beef and Basil, I think.
Beet and Basil, I think it was. That's a new restaurant down in the old Ivano's across the street.
Yeah, Beet and Basil, yeah.
It could have been a number. I think I heard, I didn't go, but I heard that the soups were outrageous.
They are, and that's the other thing that's kind of neat is that when these restaurants come, they don't come with the regular standard soup. They have a specialty soup. And the other thing is, I walked up to a number of them say, could I get the recipe? And they just laugh at you and they say, no.
It's a secret.
No, it's a secret, yeah. This is their soup that they work with. And so the fun of it is that you get to taste some soups that you normally don't have on the menu, which is really great.
I just want to remind our listeners here at 88.5 KRFY, while you're listening to The Morning Show, I'm Susie Prez, your host this morning, and I'm in the studio with Rich Kretal from the Sandpoint Community Resource Center. And a little bit later on in the show, we will have folks from the Small Business Saturday event that's coming up Saturday, November 25th. So we're just talking about, we started out really giving a background on the Resource Center. And we know that this is volunteer-driven. So how many volunteers do you have? What kind of program do you have for recruiting volunteers and orienting them or training them?
Okay, we have right now 35 active volunteers that help us. And out of those 35 volunteers, that also includes our board. So we have a six-member board. So we're, down probably 29, 30 people. Becca Orchard is our trainer at this particular point. We have our ad out on Facebook. We are on Facebook. They can go through that. So if you're looking on Facebook and you want to volunteer, go ahead and then you come in through Facebook. We have Volunteer Idaho. We have our agencies out there. We talk with a lot of the other agencies, and we have some people through other agencies that maybe they've gotten with another agency, but they're not really happy. They come and interview with us. So there's a number of ways that we come and get our people to come with us. Training. When you come with us, it's not everybody that can use the telephone. It's not everybody who has the capability of sitting down and listening to the woes or listening to the problems of a person there. So we have to train you so that you're basically understanding and you have to be able to help those people. You kind of have to get in their shoes is what you have to do.
And disseminate the information.
Right. It gets a little, and we have to give you some ideas how you can do that and help the people, okay? So you go through a training process, and the training process is about the first 3 months.
Okay. So someone's kind of there with you in the beginning. You're not just on your own.
Oh, yeah. We don't run a provider or we don't run a person in the office solo until they're ready to go solo.
They can really find out how to help. A couple other things. We just have about another 5 minutes. Are you involved in the energy assistance program?
No.
Okay.
We do recommend that they go to the energy assistance. Okay. We have worked with Avista on that. We have worked with Northern Lights. We've worked with those agencies, and what we do is keep up with it. But we do not at this point provide it. That's provided by your energy people.
So that would be another resource that folks could call you and you'd connect them. Okay. Are you seeing any, the most need in our community is basically a certain thing?
Yes. The most need in our agency right now is housing. We had a housing forum here just a while back, affordable housing for people who don't have the money to rent a larger home, but an affordable housing where they can get in, and it's good housing. It's not an old ramble shack house that somebody's bought and says, oh, I'm just going to rent this. It's good housing, like the housing behind Super One. That's good housing that we're working with there, and try to get people into those. The other thing is we have, the second area is to get money or to get funds so that they can pay for the down payment to get in or the last month's rent or something like that. Mm-hmm. There are some agencies will help you there. Those are pretty scarce at this particular point, okay? And then the other thing is that, you know, today in Sandpoint, in Bonner Boundary County, we have about 40% poverty, okay?
And I think that's a surprise to folks, but it is true.
It is true. And those are people who really can't quite make it. Then there's another 15 to 20% of the people who just barely make it, okay, who make it from paycheck to paycheck, but maybe they can't buy all the groceries they need or something like that. So, you know, we're looking at 50 to 55% poverty in this town.
And these are our people.
These are
our citizens, our neighbors.
Right. And so this is where we try to help, is to try to get them to agencies that can help them. And we don't give them a handout. We try to give them a hand up so that they can get better at what they're doing and maybe get some schooling or maybe get some training or maybe have some help in getting past a time where they have less cash or whatever, you know. And these are what we try to do. This is what my resource specialists try to do, is to help them.
It sounds like Sandpoint Community Resource Center is a hub of information and an actual place you can go, and someone will be there to help you connect.
Right. And yes, we would like to be a hub. We would like to be a one-stop shop, but we can't be, because, Susie, we cannot solve everybody's problem, mm-hmm. okay? We can sit and counsel with you, or we can sit and help you. But once again, remember I said that some of those people have to be responsible on their own to go out and to help themselves. So we can give you the direction to go. We can give you places to go. We can give you names and telephone numbers. But that person has to have the initiative to go out and to get the job done.
That's the word I was thinking of, initiative. You're there as a resource.
Yes.
To give a hand up.
A hand up.
Well, Rich, we're kind of running out of time. We do have our other guests coming in. I think that we should stay in touch and have you come in on a regular basis, you know, maybe four times a year, to keep us updated and get the word out. Again, the phone number for the Community Resource Center is 208-920-1840. And then the website, I just looked at it by typing in Sandpoint Community Resource Center and it just pops up. I would imagine if you typed in Bonner County Help or lots of different ways it's linked on the search engines.
Yeah, we're linked with a number of agencies. That's true. One other thing, Susie, that's important here is that we've been working with United Way to get United Way to come up to Sandpoint. And this last year, we got United Way of Kootenai to now change their name to United Way of North Idaho. Okay. This last fall, we got the first corporation in Sandpoint to join United Way of North Idaho. And that is one where they can contribute through your paycheck to your agencies and to help the agencies to do it that way. Instead of having all the agencies come to your business, you can go through United Way.
And what was the first business in?
I'd rather not.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But it's
confidential at this particular
that's
point.
That's good. What is good is that we do now have that connection with the United Way, and it's now United Way North Idaho.
United Way of North Idaho, yes.
Okay.
And they were out there working with us also.
So that is another aspect of the work that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Internally at Sandpoint Community Resource Center. Rich Creedle, I want to thank you for coming in, Sandpoint Community Resource Center. It's been a pleasure. It always is. And just want to say from here, thank you so much for the work you're all doing over there.
You're welcome.
I'm going to put on a song. It is Jesse Colin Young, Songbird. It is his birthday today. He was born in 1941. And here is his song from 1975, Songbird. We'll be right back with our guests from the Sandpoint Saturday, Small Business Saturday. Stay with us. This is The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. And that was Jesse Colin Young, Songbird, a song a lot of us recognize. It is his birthday today. He was born in 1941, so happy birthday, Jesse Colin Young. And this is The Morning Show at 88.5 KRFY, and this is your listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. We're live in the studio, and I'm Susie Prez, your host this morning. And I have new guests with me. We just said goodbye to Rich Creedle from Sandpoint Community Resource Center. And now we have some folks from our business community. We have Tessa Howell from Outdoor Experience. Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning.
And Rebecca Apple from Carousel.
Yep.
Good morning. But not only from these two businesses, you're really representing an event that's coming up this Saturday, November 25th, called Small Business Saturday. That's what we really want to hear about and why it's a good thing to shop local and to shop, to shop local.
Well, we got to keep it local, Susie. We have such an amazing community here. And, you know, the life and heartbeat of our community is based on people coming out and celebrating. And, you know, we do need to keep our money local. We need to support individuals as well as local businesses. And I think we have wonderful opportunities. And
why do we need to keep our money local or shop local? I mean, what does it really do? How does it strengthen our community?
Well, it gives us a heartbeat. You know, we don't want to be a ghost town. We've had some moments in Sandpoint where we've seen empty spaces and we want to keep that alive. We want to keep everybody thriving. We feed our families with our local businesses. We create an energy and synergy in our community by supporting each other. And it's what makes us and helps us stay a strong, local, small community.
And as small business workers, yes, in our community, what do you see folks come in? What is the benefit to them, to a shopper, to be able to walk into, say, Outdoor Experience or Carousel or any of our wonderful downtown shops or anywhere in town? What do they get besides shopping locally and keeping the money here?
I feel like they get hospitality. They get a genuine connection. You know, they're supporting their neighbors. They're supporting themselves when they support their neighbors. It's just all very much interwoven. We do try to offer specials for locals in some cases. And, you know, it keeps us thriving. What do you think, Tess?
Yeah, I think they also have access to more unique products that aren't going to be found in any big box store. And along with the hospitality, they get great customer service.
So if you bought something and you had to return it, it's certainly a lot easier than shipping it back somewhere or driving to another locale.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's just it's the face-to-face. It's more meaningful. I think when you bring those things home, there's a little more of a story. And I think it really, truly feels good as a local investor and community member.
So we have this Shop Small Saturday, Small Business Saturday. That's November 25th. But on Friday, they're lighting the Christmas tree at Jeff Jones. It's kind of a way to kick off the holiday, not just shopping, but it's gift finding, another way of thinking of what you're doing here between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to bring everybody together to get outside. And, you know, there's going to be treats and festivities along the way. As far as going into the weekend, there's going to be lots of small crafters and individual independent local people, and having the opportunity to support them, I think, is really special.
How do you find them, the small crafters?
There's going to be quite a few on the bridge, independent business people. They'll have vending spaces. And then, you know, the following weekend, there will be many at the Waldorf.
Christmas Fair and Children's Festival.
Yeah. And that's another exceptional opportunity. You get a lot of handmade, just salt of the earth, great gifts.
We are going to have them on our show next Wednesday just to talk about that Christmas Fair and Children's Festival, the Sandpoint Waldorf School, just to find out a little bit more. There's also all different things leading up to Christmas that to make the spirit of Christmas stay local and kind of festive right here in our own town. I know it looks like on December 8th, there's a ladies' shopping night.
Ooh, that's always fun. And, you know, for most of these events, there is a lot of special deals. You know, some businesses offer a percentage off, or some have gift bags. And it's just good to go in and check it out, see what's happening, get out with your friends. Ladies' night is not exclusive to ladies. however, it's just fun to get out with your friends and hit downtown. You know, I hear a lot of people say they don't go downtown very often. And, you know, we have a really special nucleus here in downtown Sandpoint. And it's important to hang out with your friends.
One of the things I remember as a child, and that was way back in Michigan, was going to the big downtown area in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and looking at the beautiful lights. And as a child, it was so magical just walking through downtown. All we need is a little bit of snow and we'd be all set. And we'll probably get that before Christmas, knowing that we're in the north part of the country here. And, you know, making something, as you say, memorable for children to be able to go into a store and maybe find a special gift or go to a crafter and find something homemade that's special. And I wonder if there's any events specifically focused on children coming up through this season.
Well, there is the Waldorf.
That's right. They Absolutely. Have all kinds of stuff for kids.
Yeah. And let's see. You know, there is stuff happening on the bridge. I know we have Santa at some point, and I apologize for not knowing when Santa's there.
I think he's there every Saturday, but I don't remember the time.
Okay.
And well, I think he's arriving at Jeff Jones Square on a fire truck on Friday.
Good for Santa. Exciting. Yeah, that's great. So I really think that, you know, checking out the bridge is a wonderful, well, you know, everywhere in downtown, we got a hit. And Santa is going to arrive by fire truck at 6, I think. All right. You can sip hot cocoa. There's going to be brownies for everyone. Those are provided by Winter Ridge. So, again, with the local businesses, it's all interwoven. It's a nice, tight web of people supporting our community and our families.
I handed you a sheet over there, Tessa, of some of the other benefits of shopping locally. And, you know, thinking about Small Business Saturday, that's a big event, too.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest reasons it's number one on this list is it creates jobs for us in this town. Like, if we didn't have jobs, we couldn't live here. And it's pretty amazing to work for a small business and know the owners and have a good relationship with your boss and to know that I have this job every year.
And some of the other benefits. I mean, we can think what they are, but somebody created a really great list of 10.
Yeah. There's more than 112 million consumers shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday last year. So that's a 13% increase from 2015, which I think really indicates that we're going in the right direction.
And they weren't all here in Sandpoint. This Small Business Saturday is a national movement or event.
It's a good indicator, though, for where we're putting our heart, our money, our priorities. And what Tess said about the local jobs, of course, is absolutely critical. Most Sandpoint families are people putting it together, and we really need these jobs and opportunities.
And I think for the consumer or the shopper, the Christmas shopper, the benefits are very tangible and mm-hmm. very evident. Local independent shop invests more in your community. As mm-hmm. you say, the money comes back around, not just for jobs, but also they are supporters, I have to say. Mm-hmm. This community, anytime we have an auction or we have Absolutely. A need, no one says no. They always say, sure.
And I can attest to that, absolutely. For being a nonprofit fundraiser myself, I have seen incredible generosity with our local businesses. And working in small businesses, we see people come in every day. And you know, it goes back to that web of we all support each other.
I just want to relate a little story. A few weeks ago, I somehow walked into a big box store down in Spokane. Yeah, thinking that I could do a little Christmas shopping since I was there for something else. And I literally could not. It was so overwhelming and so obscure to be there. Mm-hmm. I left with one thing. And this was a place where you normally walk out with a lot of things and a lot of money spent. And then I came back to Sandpoint, and the couple of things I didn't get, I found here. Mm-hmm. And maybe they were 5 cents more. Or a few bits more. But the pleasure of not only shopping locally, but really seeing my friends in the stores and knowing the person who owns the store, my whole consciousness of that has changed a lot.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're going into these big box stores, you're faced with marketing. You're kind of being manipulated when you walk in the door. And we don't have that when we're walking into our small businesses. It's more of a loving embracing and acknowledgement of who you are as an individual, not as a number that they need in retail, in big business retail.
I read on that list of 10 reasons why, also environmentally, mm-hmm. you can actually take the spot bus and shop. Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to start that engine and that's environmental decision-making.
Absolutely.
Right there at your fingertips.
Well, and it's not, you know, cheap to drive to Coeur d'Alene or Spokane. You know, we're spending money on gas if we're shopping at big box stores. And, you know, I don't know. I think you really can find just about everything you need in Sandpoint mm-hmm. with a little poking around and checking mm-hmm. it out, asking friends. You know, somebody is going to have an idea of where you can find what you're looking for.
We actually have really great thrift stores, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And you think about Bazaar Bazaar. It's mm-hmm. a resale high, kind of a high end. They have really nice things. It's really beautiful in there yeah. right now. It's magical and Christmassy. And you could take children there and they'd get that special treatment. If you want more information, it looks like Sandpoint Shopping District has a Facebook page. That's what it says here. So I think you could go there and find out about all the different events from starting on Friday where they're lighting the Christmas tree and having Santa arrive on a fire truck with...
That's going to be super fun.
Is it hot cocoa and brownies?
There's going to be cocoa, there's going to be brownies, and just good cheer. It'll be fun.
Yep, and then moving right into small business Saturday shopping. Mm-hmm. It's really... You know, we could say it's a way to say thank you to our small businesses for all that they give to our community. Because like I said before, all the nonprofits here, we're always reaching out and mm-hmm. asking. And KRFY is one of those nonprofits that asks our businesses for support, too.
Right. And our nonprofits are, for the most part, giving back to the community generously. And, you know, Creations on Cedar Street Bridge is another organization that is a nonprofit that, you know, it's specific for families to go in and enjoy art experiences. And they give so much back to the community with creativity, lessons, and experiences.
And Tessa, what is going on? And you both work at local shops. What are you seeing so far right before Thanksgiving as far as people shopping?
I think there's definitely an increase in holiday shopping with a lot more families and people in town for Thanksgiving, but it really doesn't pick up until after Thanksgiving in my experience. Mm-hmm. And in past years, we've always had a really busy Thanksgiving weekend and definitely feel the support from the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting geared up for sure. And, you know, there's going to be special discount offers throughout town for shopping local this weekend. So it's a good time to get out.
Well, there's a lot going on. And as we said, you can go to the Sandpoint Shopping District Facebook page. I'm sure they've got a whole list of things that are going on. Anything else you want to say about shopping locally?
Well, I'd like to say from working with small businesses, just thank you and a wholehearted sense of gratitude for our community and people that understand the importance and value of getting out there and spending your dollars locally and sharing with your community.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have both of you in. And to all of our retail business folks, have a wonderful shopping season. I'm sure each of those stores. I do want to say also thank you to Meadowbrook's Home Furnishings, because you're sitting on some pretty comfortable chairs.
They're beautiful.
They're quite nice.
And Eric just came up one day and said, you need some stools and chairs. And these aren't ordinary. These are leather.
They're beautiful.
They're absolutely gorgeous. So, and he has a brand new shop down there on First Avenue that he has made beautiful. And it's real decked out.
Yep, absolutely. We're in his old space.
You're in his, that's right. Well, Carousel moved down.
Yeah, and it's such a great thing because it's good news for two businesses. And I think that's so exciting to have that happening in Sandpoint. Actually, three businesses greatly benefited from this move. And, you know, again, I think that's indicating that we're going in the right direction.
And now there's not an empty space downtown.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of a little odd. We always wondered what was going to go in there, and there we are. We have Eric from Meadowbrook Home Furnishings, I think it's called.
Yep.
So Rebecca Apple from Carousel and Tessa Howard from Outdoor Experience, want to thank you for coming in and getting us kind of excited about what's coming up. Remember, Friday, it's the tree lighting in Jeff Jones Square with Santa coming in on a sled called a fire truck and hot chocolate and Winter Ridge brownies. Those are so good.
Yes.
And then from there on, Saturday, small business shopping and all kinds of other things. We're going to have a real brief musical break. This is Tony Bennett, K.D. Lang, What a Wonderful World. We'll be right back with a little bit more information that is very important here on The Morning Show. So stay tuned. Thanks, gals, for coming in.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
And that was Tony Bennett and K.D. Lang with most of the song, What a Wonderful World. We have just a few moments left of this morning show this Wednesday, November 22nd, here at 88.5 KRFY. I want to remind you that tomorrow, as you know, is Thanksgiving. We will have no morning show because we want you, our morning show host, to stay home and have a great morning. But we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Also, next week, we have a full morning show schedule on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can go to our Facebook page and see who our guests will be. We post those on Monday, but you can also go to our website, and they'll be posted this weekend, who our guests will be. We want to remind you that there is a tree lighting ceremony this Friday, right after Thanksgiving, at Jeff Jones Square. And also, Santa will show up around 6 p.m. There'll be hot cocoa and brownies from Winter Ridge. So that is something you can bring the whole family down to. It's kind of an event that we want to remember and stay with. Right now, I want to also remind you that at 1:30 this afternoon, I will have the Shook Twins live here in the studio. They'll be doing a concert up in Bonner's Ferry Friday night. And on Saturday night here at the Panada, their Give Thanks traditional yearly annual event. And they'll be here in the studio with me coming up at 1:30 this afternoon. So I hope that you tune in. We'll be live. That we'll be playing from their new CD. And other than that, we hope you have a beautiful day. I'm going to try to find one of their songs while I'm just chit-chatting with you and play it for you, so that you know what's coming up. And this is the Shook Twins. Hope you have a beautiful day. Let's see. Not quite getting it up on the... program Q. When you're here by yourself, you have to do everything. So this is called Dance Around in Circles. We hope you have a beautiful day. Please tune in at 1:30 today for a live interview with the Shook Twins, our very own Sam Points, now famous Shook Twins. And have a beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in to the morning show at 88.5 KRFY. This is the Shook Twins singing Dance Around in Circles.